and Ryan, and we know that you're dying to hear what we have to say. Today, I say we hear what we have to say. Today, it's the blank. Fill it in. Fill it in.
And here we go. Let's go. Let's go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. When you are with me, I'm free. I'm careless. I believe above all the others will fly. This brings tears to my eyes, my sacrifice.
Ooh-wee.
Ah, what a way to jump in the show.
God damn it.
What a way to jump into the episode.
We're in a very sing-song kind of mood today. You'll find out later what I'm talking about for this guy.
Today's a good day.
Today's a pretty solid day. But yes, Young World, hello, Young World. I'm hyperactive because I'm off of that red wine. Shout out to UB40. I'm Carlos.
I'm Ryan.
And this is The Blank with Carlos and Ryan. Welcome to another week, another edition, another episode of The Blank with Carlos and Ryan. We're here. This is The Blank.
Finally.
With Carlos and Ryan.
I was waiting a whole week.
It's Thursday, guys.
A whole week.
We're here, though. We made it.
I'm happy about that.
Yeah. We're near the weekend.
Super happy about that.
And it's always a good time. Always look forward to the weekend, you know? You know? You got any plans?
No.
We
got a buddy's birthday.
Yeah.
Coming up on the next Monday, so I think they're doing it this week. And then... We also got a buddy's daughter's first birthday.
Yes.
I think as well.
Yes.
So we'll be at that. Hopefully we'll take some pictures for that.
Yes.
But yeah, no, it's gonna be a jam filled weekend. I think there's a lot of stuff going on, like
playoffs. And
it's the last weekend of January too.
Yes, it is.
Can you believe that January already flew by?
It's already done, and it's Black History Month next month.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Bow, 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 bow. That's hype.
Valentine's.
I don't believe in Valentine's.
That's my anthem. That's a good song. Shout out to Wale, man.
Yeah.
And it's
All-Star break. And the Super Bowl.
And the Super Bowl.
February is a hype month.
Superba Bowl. That's right.
It's so sick because like it's a shorter month out of all the rest of the months. So it's like we're going to try
jam-packed.
And yeah, we're trying to jam-pack it with everything.
Jam-packed with all these kinds of things and majiggers and whatnot. And yeah, we're getting stuff done in February. All right. We hope y'all get stuff done in February because it's jam packed, y'all. No excuses.
Mm-hmm.
No excuses. All right. You can't just sit home during February. If you're single, go out. You know, wine pun me ting on a few dudes. All right.
Okay.
Dudes too. Hey man.
Okay.
You know what? Shit. February's jam packed. No excuses. All right.
Goddamn.
You know, just do what you got to do. Get where you want to go and get febbed up.
Hey,
that's the theme next month for The Blank. Get febbed up. All right.
I like it.
Let's do it. Let's get it done.
I like it.
But you know what? Before we get into the show, Ryan, say hi to the children.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you for coming to another week, another episode with The Blank with Carlos and I. Definitely appreciative. Happy Thursday, everybody. Happy Thursday. I almost forgot.
Yeah, I can't continue with the show without
it's just,
that.
You know, I've been frazzled like the last couple of days, we'll talk about it a little bit. Mm. Happy Thursday. Really appreciative, everybody, for showing up another episode with us.
Yes.
We're at 134, which is another milestone in itself, over 100 episodes, and we're still going. And, just wanted to really show from the bottom of our hearts, like how much we appreciate people that happen to be still listening.
Any listen at all.
You know, we've still been putting in the work for it, and it's a journey. in itself. And, you know, it's funny because I've spoken to a couple people over the last, like, couple of months or, like, last month about this. And they're like, oh, you're still going. Like, you know, how's going? Not, like, shocked, but they're like, you know, a lot of people don't have that dedication to keep going, right? What I mean?
But you know what? We're not like other people.
Honestly.
We you know what? When we got something, when you got something good, you enjoy it to the fullest.
Definitely.
All right? We're febbed up every day, every year, every week.
I'm febbed up right now.
That damn Skippy.
I'm damn right now.
Skippy. So don't you forget it.
But yeah.
Woo!
It's definitely appreciative on our end. You know, we're still going to be producing stuff as we go. There's a lot of good stuff coming up this year for us. Definitely stay tuned and thank you for joining us again.
For sure. I got stuff this weekend.
Ooh.
You know what this weekend?
What you got?
You know what this weekend
what
is?
You got?
Aside from the NFL playoffs?
The NFL playoffs?
The NFL,
you know. They got the semis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what else is this weekend?
What are we looking at this weekend?
The Royal Rumble!
Crazy. That's hype.
Woo!
I didn't realize this weekend. Where is it?
Not the WWE one.
Oh, okay.
Get febbed up, though. I'm getting febbed up before Feb comes up. Shit. Jokes aside, yes, the WWE is having the Royal Rumble this weekend, this Saturday. I forget where it is, actually. But it's in a big arena. It's a big time, you know. 30 men, 30 women, one winner, main event, WrestleMania. And I also attribute those rules in my life. 30 men, 30 women.
Okay.
One winner.
I love it.
And you know what? It's all good. There can only be one.
Wow.
There can only be one. And whoever wins, main event.
Wow.
I'm the main event. So do what you got to do. We got to talk about Vince McMahon.
So wait a second. Okay, so before we get into that, the dramatic stuff, I've been hearing a lot about Netflix and WWF as of recently. So or WWE.
Yeah.
So like, first thing I see the news that supposedly they signed something together.
Yes.
I think Netflix's shares went up like crazy because of that partnership, which is nuts.
Here's the deal: if their shares go up. And that means I still have to pay extra for the goddamn service. What are you doing? Yeah. All right.
Let me share my password.
Yeah. Share my goddamn password. If you got you're making all this damn money and now I have to you're going to increase my prices for this.
Come on, Netflix.
Dude, your shares went up. This is a good deal for you guys. Job well done.
Come on, Netflix.
All right. Come on.
Make me sick.
But yes, this was a big week for Netflix and WWE. Huge. So WWE did give up the rights to Monday Night Raw. So it's going to show on Netflix exclusively starting next
year.
That
is crazy.
Yes.
Next year.
Next year.
2025. Okay.
Starting January 2025, they're going to exclusively stream Raw. Not going to show on network TV, only on Netflix. And apparently the deal cost, I believe, $10
billion. $10 billion for like 5 years
for
or something
for
like
that.
For
like 5 years.
That's wild, man.
It's, and The Rock has become a board of directors in the company. That
oh, really?
For, you know?
Oh, wow.
He became
that's amazing.
A board member.
That
so
guy,
it's
man.
It's not like the WWE. So he's also a board of directors of the UFC as well because it's TKO. So the owner, the merger,
oh,
right?
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Good
so
for
him. The Rock's doing big things, man.
Huge things.
Big things. Good for him.
Good for him, man.
Well, Vince McMahon apparently did some big things back in the day.
So what's going on with Vince McMahon? I don't even really know. I didn't read any to this. I saw like a headline of it, but I didn't read it because I wanted to know from you. And that guy's had like some dramatic stuff going on with him.
I mean,
he's
been involved with some pretty risque stuff in the past. This one takes a cake, sir.
So what is? Give me the layman's.
All right.
The grade 4 terminology. All give right. me the simplest way, and then let me know.
All right. So here's the deal. Vince McMahon got charged with sex trafficking.
Wow.
He apparently was sexually abusing an employee of the company for years. Years.
One employee.
One employee female. That's the one that's just charging. So apparently, not only was he piping her down, but he told his other colleagues to also pipe her down.
Wow. That is
Brock
crazy.
Lesnar was mentioned.
Not the Lesnar. Yeah, no, that's crazy.
The Beast Incarnate himself was mentioned.
Mr. Sword Tattoo, yeah, man. Damn. Yeah.
He apparently, allegedly, again, these are all alleged. We don't know if they're true or not. So, allegedly, she's saying that she was told to record herself doing some nasty stuff to herself and to send it to said Mr. Lesnar.
So real quick, yes. Do we know if she was a wrestler or was she just an employee?
No, she worked at the corporate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wild.
And it gets weirder from there, sir. Apparently, he in grade 4 terms, he did a caca on her face. A caca. A caca.
Wow, that's real grade 4. No, thank you for explaining that.
I mean, I tried to do it as grade 4 as possible.
I think all of our listeners are a little bit older than grade 4, and they can understand what that terminology is. So, all right. Straightforward.
Allegedly.
Yeah,
allegedly.
Okay.
But, so apparently she's only doing this because she was promised $3
million. $3
million? Because there was an NDA she had to sign, and that... she was going to get paid $3 million for all of her sufferings.
Vince McMahon is the new...
He never paid her.
Vince McMahon is the new Dubai prince.
And funny enough, they had a deal with Saudi...
Saudi.
Yeah, it's a Saudi
that
princess,
is wild.
Because now they have pay-per-views exclusively in Saudi Arabia every year. And those deals are...
That's nuts, man.
Yeah. I mean, why do these rich guys always do this weird stuff?
Honestly, man, like I know, like the whole like this came out, and like Vince McMahon,
you're rich. What do you need to prove?
I think like just really quickly, Vince McMahon. Not a lot of people really know of Vince McMahon, or they don't really care too much about him. But it's big in our growing up because like the WWF turned into WWE, like wrestling, huge part
He's
of our livelihood.
Man. He started careers of some of the biggest stars today: John Cena,
literally.
The Rock, Triple H. Undertaker, like some of the biggest wrestlers on the planet.
Yeah, Mick Foley, Andre the Giant,
Booker T.
Yeah, like, literally.
Andre the Giant, come on,
huge
man,
like literally.
Shawn Michaels, like dude, he is responsible for some of the biggest
names. Literally,
like some of
still
the most iconic
merch.
Wrestlers' names that you know. It's because of Vince McMahon. Hulk Hogan, he started Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
All right. WrestleMania. That's all him. Dude. Like,
crazy.
Powerful enough. My thing is, why on earth was shitting on someone's face added to that list? What purpose? What does that serve? What does that do for you?
Did they release the woman's name?
They did.
Wow. Oh my God. That's nuts.
Yeah. They released.
Well, we gotta do an investigative.
Yeah.
And
they even put out some texts between herself and Vince. Yeah.
Do we have a picture of this woman?
We do.
Ooh.
We do.
My God. Yeah. For all the guys listening, we all wonder. You know what I mean? It's not like
I'll say it like this.
We're always curious
she's
about what
cute.
They look like.
She's no Sable.
She's no Sable.
She's no Tori Wilson.
Tori Wilson. That was the lady I was going to bring up.
She's no Tori.
She's no.
She's cute.
What's the Canadian lady's name?
Trish Stratus. She's no Trish Stratus.
Yeah. No
cute
Hall of
girl.
Famer.
Yes. She's cute.
Damn.
But at the same time, it's unfortunate that she had to go through that. But I mean, come on. Like, she had to have sat there and just be like, while shitting on his face, like shitting on her face, be like, is this really worth $3 million?
She wanted the $3 million.
But, I mean,
$3 million is a lot of money. Vince McMahon was good for
shitting
it.
Shitting on my face.
She probably was in the accounting department being like, I know he has $3
million. But
I'm
going to
get this
$3 million. But it's kind of weird. It's kind of weird how the timing works, how they just pull off this Netflix deal and all that, and then lawsuit.
Well, she was like $5 billion. I got to get my piece out of that. Still brushing the poo stains out of my eyebrows.
You know what I mean? There's still poo stains in my damn teeth and whatnot. Yeah.
That's wild, man.
That's a wild
what
story.
What a crazy story.
Sex trafficking? Do you know how bad that is?
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm surprised it's only with one woman. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, with Vince McMahon, I would thought, like, if he was into that kind of stuff, he'd be doing it with a lot of different girls.
That would surprise me.
Like a cover up.
In this, in that industry.
Yeah, what? Like, especially the WWF cover up. Yeah.
Like, when you see, like, some of the videos, stuff they put off on TV, yeah. 100%.
Like, I'm sure the amount of women that probably tried out for the WWE.
He pulled some.
Or, like, yeah, and then was like, yo, man, fucking backdoor couch nine.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like,
oh, dear.
Something like that. Like, I wouldn't be surprised.
I heard your move was a Stone Cold. I heard you like the Stone Cold Stunner. Well, I got a stunner for you, all right.
Yeah, like.
Well, Vincey.
You know, I don't mean to take away from, like, the sensitivity part of it, you know, like.
If you're a victim, obviously, yeah, no. You should definitely go out and
speak out. If it's true, I hope 100%. You win your case, like this and that.
But at the end of the day, we have to be the middle ground here, folks. I need to address, like I can't stress this enough. Innocent, everyone is innocent until proven guilty. We cannot just go accusing people being like, yeah, they are guilty. Yeah. We do not know all the facts. We don't know Vince's side of the story.
Yeah. We don't have a great rep because we still rep R. Kelly, but but what? Just to throw it out there, just to make sure.
God.
But yeah.
Rep R. Kelly. Temperatures rising. Yeah. You see that list yet?
Oh my God. No, I haven't. Oh my God. I'm the worst.
You're the worst.
I'm actually the worst.
You are the worst.
Is Drew Hill on there?
I don't know.
God. I'm going to look that up.
God.
Okay, well, speaking of that, one quick thing I did want to talk about was the Vegas.
Oh my
lovers
God!
Lovers and friends.
Oh my God! Is that lineup not insane?
So we're not paid promotional people.
No,
we're not getting paid for this whatsoever. But I really do want to spend a little bit of time on it. That's the craziest lineup.
That is the most insane
I
lineup
have ever seen.
I think literally, not even
in,
like,
my entire life.
I'm not exaggerating. That honestly is probably one of the best lineups I've seen. That's probably the best lineup I've seen in my life
of all time.
I'm not even exaggerating.
All time.
Like, I literally now I'm like, we gotta go.
So for those who don't know what we're talking about, Las Vegas, Lovers and Friends. There's a festival going out there. You know, usually when you think about the word festival, you think EDM.
Yes.
You think, like, all the biggest DJs.
Yes.
You think MDMA.
DJ Tiesto.
Girls be walking around in, like, all kinds of crazy-ass suits. You know, men be shirtless. Men be shirtless.
Why did we go to that?
You know, dudes be shirtless.
Shirtless out in Vegas.
You know, that kind of stuff. You know, party hardy. In Vegas. That's another thing. But they're having the greatest R&B / sort of hip-hop festival.
Of all time.
Of all time.
Yes.
In Vegas.
Yes.
During May of this year.
Yes.
Carlos and I are going to try and go.
I mean.
I'm going to try and I would love to go.
Dude, Ryan, it's hitting all the check marks for you.
So tell me like the
lineup,
the artists that you are excited about and which ones are there.
Yeah. I mean, the same ones that you would be, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, like, Usher's got the main, obviously.
Usher's the main, yeah. Lovers
Snoop
and Friends.
Snoop's going to be there.
Snoop.
Lil Wayne. But for Ryan, though, Drew Hill's going to be there.
Just fucking nuts.
And a name that I didn't expect on that. Sir Fiasco himself will be there.
The best rapper alive.
Sir Fiasco will be performing.
The best rapper all time.
Believe 98 degrees.
98 degrees. That's actually nuts.
Did that not throw you back? Did that not throw you? I'm sorry.
98 degrees is hype. 98 degrees
is
actually 98 hype.
Degrees is going to be there.
For the it's if you know, you know.
Yeah.
With 98 degrees.
98 degrees.
90 degrees is huge.
Huh. Wow. That's a stacked card.
You know what's crazy?
The dream team of R&B and hip hop.
Normally with, like, festival posters and, like, festival advertisements, at the bottom of the thing, they'll have, like, the lowest text or the smallest text. For, like, the people that may not be too excited about it. But that lineup, if you took that lineup of the bottom of that thing and then put that as, like, a concert during the 90s, huge.
Bro, that would be, it'd be the greatest concert.
Huge. There was, like, Total. There was 112 on it. Janet Jackson.
T-Pain. Akon.
Like, absolutely nuts.
TLC. It's going Sierra. Nelly Furtado's gonna be
the Canadian, the lovely Canadian.
You're beautiful.
crazy.
That's for sure. Backstreet Boys will be there. Yo, they got everything for every race, bro.
Yeah, it's actually wild.
Yo, they, I'm surprised BTS wasn't even on this list. T.I. is here. Majid Jordan's going to be there. Yeah,
the Canadians as well.
Huh.
Yeah.
Craig David is going to be there.
Crazy, man. Dude. It's one of those events.
I was tagged. Our marketing director tagged me in a contest that is being held. I also entered that contest.
Oh, really? Yes. Okay. Awesome.
So, awesome. I mean, I'm hoping that... Oh, actually done today.
Oh, they so announced the winners today.
Maybe. I don't know. Let me double check. I probably didn't win, though. I didn't even get a notification. There's no... Wait. Yeah, no. There hasn't been anything yet. Well, okay. Keep you posted.
So we'll see.
We'll let you know. But, dude...
So we could be going
to
Vegas.
I'm saying, I think if I go to this concert, I think I'm good.
We could be going to Vegas in May.
I mean,
so another Vegas trip.
That'd be nice. For this lineup, I how can you miss it?
So we'll see.
This is insane, dude. Lupe and Drew Hill for you.
I just can't believe Lupe's going. I know.
That threw me off. I was like, wait, what?
Literally, music from like a gap of like 10 to 15 years.
Yeah.
Like Drew Hill was like big in the 90s. Yes. And then all of a sudden Lupe comes in like 2010. Mm. Like, well, I don't know. We were in grade 8. So Kick Push came out in grade 8 for us. That was what, 2007, 2006?
Kick Push was
something like that.
We were in 8th grade?
8th grade or 7th grade or something like that. So yeah, like just the amount of time from like Drew Hill to Lupe,
Method Man,
and they're going to be at the exact same concert. Just fucking
Paul Wall.
Wild.
Dude, Tweet is going to be Nina Tweet. Sky.
Yeah.
It's Black, nuts, 702 man. Total.
Yeah. 112 is at the bottom.
Yeah, that's no.
112
that's,
was
that's
one.
Disrespect.
112 that's was the biggest R&B group, or that, if not disrespect. 1-2 R&B groups of like late disrespect. 90s, early 2000s. It's crazy. Disrespect. So that's how big this festival is.
It tells you. The fucking Dream is going to be there. Escape. SWV will be there. I had to double check.
Our marketing director was like, I don't want to go to Vegas, but I think I will go to Vegas if we go to this.
I mean, how can you miss it?
We have to. I feel like we have to go. Dude. I think it's a blank trip. I think we have to go.
Dude, like, look at that lineup. How can you miss this?
And then the tickets are like, what? Like 300, 400 US?
Like $300.
Yeah. And it's worth
but
it.
But no, they even have hotel packages, too.
Oh.
So, I mean, see? I think it'll be convenient. Why not? Dude. We have to. I mean, come on. Look at that lineup. Dude, we'll get drunk. We get hammered. Freaking singing our...
Okay, so give me the two artists on that list.
Out of everyone?
The two that you want to see the most.
Okay, I mean, I have to see Lupe. That is definitely top of the list of what the artists have to see. The other one. Dude, there's like so many. I don't know. Oh, my God. There's too many. Dude, Brandy and Monica are going to be there?
Yeah, that's wild. That's actually wild. Brandy and Monica.
Woo! Ha!
Woo!
Ha! Rick Ross.
Is Jasmine Sullivan on that list?
I don't. Let me double check. Dude, Jodeci's going to be there.
Jodeci's going to be there.
Genuine.
That means Casey and JoJo's going to be there.
Juvenile.
Crazy, man.
Carrie Hilson. Raw. Jay Holiday, bro.
I know. Put you to bed.
Bro.
Telling you.
Who was it that you wanted to look for again?
Jasmine Sullivan.
I don't see her.
I don't know if she's on there or not.
I don't think. Yeah, no, I don't see her.
That's unfortunate. Yeah. Jasmine Sullivan's a beast.
No, she's.
What about Jennifer Hudson? Jennifer Hudson on there? No. Oh, okay,
she
unfortunate.
She has a TV show now, you know.
Does she?
Yeah.
Damn.
Like a daytime talk show.
Wow, good for her.
Yeah, you know.
Jay Hood, Nas, man. Nas is going to be there?
Nas is going to be there. Ludacris. Lil Wayne's going to perform Carter 3.
Oh, my
Dude,
God.
Carter 3 is like one of my favorite albums of all time. I'm going to be rapping like every word. Huh.
I'm telling you, man. I feel like we have to go to this. I feel like it's one
Dude,
of those
look at this.
Necessary.
Like, bro, this is like if freaking. What's the name of those magazines that we used to read in back in the day?
XXL.
Yeah. Like XXL or like those pop magazines ever had like a meeting.
They're like, let's just put all the same artists,
all these names, and
in the same group.
Bro, look at this. We have to go. Come on.
I think there's a Vegas trip coming up.
There is, man. I mean, if we just gotta just coordinate, just work it out, Vegas can happen. I think this year just got a whole lot better.
I think it did.
I think we're getting febbed up in May. I think from the looks of it.
You know what's? Oh, never mind. This is a side thing. Oh, this is a side. Oh, I'll bring it up with Carlos after.
Fine.
But yeah, no. May is going to be
Janet Jackson.
A nuts time.
And Joe, Usher's not just he's performing Confessions, the album.
Volume Ooh. 1. God.
Ooh.
Crazy.
So for all y'all, clearly showing our excitement.
Yeah, I know. We spent literally the last 10 minutes.
We don't make money on this show.
We spent the last 10 minutes on this.
we don't make money from this show, but if there is some money that y'all could donate so you can send your boys to Vegas to watch this pantheon of a damn show, help us out, all right? And if any of y'all buy tickets and you're the reason why it sells out quickly, I hope you go to hell. And you know what? I hope your babies are made to R. Kelly's music.
Wow.
I went there.
Wow.
I need to go to this goddamn concert. Important. You know what? You know what's the anniversary of this week? What anniversary happened this week?
No, I don't.
Kobe got 81 on us this week.
That's the worst.
Double-edged sword. Because it's Kobe.
I do remember that.
It is Kobe, but it just had to happen to the Raptors.
I do remember that.
It just had to happen to the Raptors.
It's crazy how this long and no one's broken it. Or no one's like, well, it's funny because people have gotten close over the last like bit. Rest in peace to Kobe.
Yeah, obviously.
Like I actually fucking cried.
I too.
I cried when Kobe died. Yeah, like same. I remember hearing the news.
I called you.
Yeah. You called me, I was living. I was living at my buddy's house at the time, and I was with our marketing director. I remember just like looking at the news. I opened my laptop just to see if it was true. Yeah. Saw all the news articles, and I literally sat and fucking bawled for like 30 minutes.
Crazy. It's a big dude. It was a big one, man.
Bald.
It was one of two celebrities I cried. I cried when Michael died and when Kobe died.
Crazy. And I never really thought, you know, we would be that people.
No.
Where it's like, celebrity dies. You know, it's sad.
Yeah, no, same.
But like, it really shows how much of an impact they really do put on your life. Like, there's a certain amount of people that, like, even from the list that we were just talking about, like, I'm sure that would affect us in a certain way.
Right.
That hard.
Right.
So. Yeah, rest in peace, Kobe, man. Absolutely. God, like, still hurts me to this day to know he's not alive.
That's
he had so much life ahead of him.
I mean, Mamba mentality forever.
Yeah, man. Literally, Mamba.
Yeah, man. Black Mamba, baby.
Wow.
R.I.P. to his daughter as well, that tragically died in the accident. But you know what? I'm sorry we had to end this half in a somber note, but after this quick commercial break, we're going to pick things right back. Well, even from the commercial break, we're going to pick things up right off from a happy note. All right.
Yeah. I hope we don't get
I doubt it. You're saying
those audio things or something like that. It's a cover of a good song. Yeah, so
I highly doubt it.
Definitely check out our commercial.
Yeah.
Don't fast forward that.
Yeah. You definitely don't want to fast forward.
Let me to where I am.
Give
them
a little. Don't give them a, you know.
Check it out.
Tune in. We'll check be back. Out. We'll be right back.
Every slip last night. Let me to where I am. Bitches that broke my heart. They became hoes I scammed. Show me a better way. Do I quit this game? This much I know is true. I'm up and so could you. And fuck the boys in blue.
Fuck 12.
Wow. Oh, is that recording? Oh, wow.
We're back. You guys enjoyed that. Fun fact, Ryan actually didn't know that you were recording at the time.
That was a mistake. It was supposed to be a test.
But it turned out to make some really good content. Make some great quality content.
So for those who don't know that song, who's it by again?
RMR.
RMR. So RMR, go look him up. He's a great artist.
I was just talking about him with my brother just the other day. That's why I played the song. Because I'm like, I was listening to one of his songs. I'm like, damn, what happened to this guy?
And he didn't put anything out anymore?
No.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
He hasn't put anything out since.
I wonder if he got arrested or something.
What?
All those guns?
All the guns in the videos?
But
are you not listening to what he's saying? You not read those comments? That song was like, what's it? Rascal is what it's called?
Rascal or something like that, yeah.
That, you know, that song makes you want to rob somebody, but then right after tell them, hey, you know what? You enjoy your day. Yeah.
You're going to be good. Yeah, you're going to have a good life.
I'm like, I'll steal a purse from somebody, but then I'll help that old lady cross the damn street.
It's honestly a great song.
It is a good song.
Honestly great.
You know what? And don't let the stuff fool you, you know? He's country at heart, but he's a thug in the streets.
Yeah. Go check that song out. RMR.
Rascal. RMR. Great song.
Hilarious.
Great song. So I want to tell you about an incident that happened at my home this week. Not at my home, but...
In the hood.
I was working away at my at my job at home. Working, and I hear these sirens go off. These sirens
like close.
They're close by.
Like close enough for you to notice.
Yes. So I'm like, okay. What the hell? And it's not like one or two. There's like a few sirens going on. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what mm-hmm. the hell is going on? So I look outside, and Northview Heights is near me. And so I see a few fire trucks pull up to Northview Heights. I'm like, uh-oh, something bad must have happened.
Northview, it's
high school.
I think they've kind of known for being a little bit, some tough stuff going on there. Yeah.
Howie Mandel went there, so that's, Jim Carrey also.
Our homegirl Wendy went there.
That's right. Shout out to Wendy.
Shout out to Wendy.
Back, real dressed in black. That.
Yeah. Hey. Shout out to Wendy.
So I'm seeing all these fire trucks pull up. I'm like, what the hell is going on over there? So I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm just gonna go back to work because work is work and I need to get paid. So I finish work a few hours later. I turn on CP24 and I see under the TV, you know, that box where they have like those little stories, those breaking news stories. It says, student pulls out machete and uses it against other student at Northview Heights. And I'm like, what the f-?
Yeah.
That's what happened?
Wild.
And I'm like, a machete?
Who the hell has a machete?
Who has a machete? And why would you... Folks, whatever happened to the good old days where you're just like, man, let's take this shit outside. Yeah. You and me duke it out after school.
There was so much of that in our high school.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And we're not that far off. We've only been out of high school for like 11 years?
Yeah.
No. It's been a little bit longer than that. 13 years?
No, 14 years.
14 years?
14 years.
So we've been out of school for 14 years, but yeah. I remember like very clearly that like when two people had issues, you go outside, whoever beats the shit out of each other, and then you end it. And that was it.
And then you carry on with your day.
And then you carry on in your day. And that was the...
You go play basketball.
The end all. Yeah.
And that's it. Not once did I ever, I've gotten in a few scuffles here and there. Not once did I ever intend to be like, man, let me get this machete and cut you the fuck up.
Wild, man.
It's insane.
Kids
what
nowadays.
Other issues they had. There was no way that a machete is ever necessary. No. Ever.
Kids are wild.
You're absolutely telling me, wild. God damn. Like, it's not even the machete thing. These incels are going in there, these incels are nuts too. Imagine not getting females and then blaming it on the goddamn world and shooting up a damn school.
Legit, man.
I know times are hard, but...
the movement's
like, there's
high.
There's always something. There's always a way, fellas.
The movement's high, man.
I mean, like, look, I get it, all right? Kids, listen, I wasn't the most... sociable guy back in high school. I didn't have all the girlfriends. I just had my select few friends. We hung out. We sat together at lunch. I go to class and then I go home. That was my life in high school. But at the same time, not once did I ever think, man, I need pussy. I need to go kill somebody if I don't get pussy by goddamn tomorrow. No, it's never that serious. Ever. Plus, you have your whole life. What if you don't get females in high school? There's college. Yeah, have you ever been to those college parties? They're nuts. Those girls will sleep with anyone. Okay. And even still, if that's not what you're looking for, if you're not looking for a party girl, then just be confident, be in yourself. You know what I mean? Work on yourself. That's what ladies appreciate. You focusing on you. And then they notice that. Don't go out and cut people because of your problems. If you have beef with another human being, bro, unless this guy killed your parents and displayed the bodies on your damn porch, there is no reason for you to bring a machete to the damn lunchroom and cut that person up.
Agreed.
There's no purpose for that. Why?
Crazy.
It's nuts.
Actually,
this guy
crazy.
Went to first period, went home at lunch, brought back the machete, and I don't know if that's what happened, but
that's like, exactly what happened.
Like, damn, folks, come on. So you know what? I don't know what happened, but regardless, the machete dude was clearly wrong for doing that, and you're adding on some people's kids.
Yeah, you deserve it.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
100%. And Vince McMahon, too, defecating on a female.
Who knew
he was paying them?
Who knew? Yeah, I know. That's the worst part. Pay your bills. Pay your bills.
You gave them a legal document saying that you were going to pay them, and you didn't.
Pay your bills.
Kids, if I have one thing, if you're going to commit sex trafficking crimes or any crimes of the sexual nature, at least pay the person, the victim that you're doing it, if you promise you're going to pay them.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
It's insane. Vince. Obviously, I was joking about the whole thing, but don't commit those crimes because it's disgusting. It's rude. The fact that I have to do this because of how sensitive these times are is ridiculous. Clearly, do not commit sex trafficking crime because it's bad. Okay? And don't defecate on people. What is that? Where's the pleasure there? Who gets pleasure from that? That's disgusting. Okay? Defecating on people. Oh my god.
Disgusting.
It's gross. It's gross. Anyway, speaking of gross, I was watching this movie called Snow. This is the Society of the Snow.
Society of the Snow.
Yes.
Where is this located? Like where Netflix. Can people watch it? Netflix, okay?
Yeah.
And what is it about?
It is about a rugby team from where are they from? Argentina or Venezuela, somewhere there. A Hispanic team, a high school team, not like a professional league team. Mm-hmm. And they're on their way to another country to play. And their plane crashes into like the mountains. And it's all snow. Their plane.
Holy.
And man, it gets graphic when that plane crashes. You see ish, man. You see ish, okay? And they crash. And they're down on this mountain. And they got to survive until someone rescues them. And the stuff they go through, my word, intense. So it makes you think, man, how soon before you cannibalize someone before
damn.
You crash
them? Damn. So I don't want to ruin it for people who haven't watched it yet.
I'm not trying to ruin it. Happens, but I'm just saying, if it did happen to you, how soon do you got to cannibalize someone?
You know what? That's the tough part about,
you got to make that call.
Yeah. It's like there's a certain call or a certain decision that you happen to make. It's like, do you fall to that part to survive or you just die of starvation? You know what I mean? Or like you like try to kill yourself in a certain way or, I don't know, you try to keep walking out or something like that. I remember I watched this Neil deGrasse Tyson. Mm. Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Yes.
That's his name. So an interview with him, and then they were talking about how when people get stuck in certain situations, like how long can you last on water and how long can you last without food? And he was talking about, you know, the human body and how long you can last. I don't really know all the statistics, so I'm not going to speak on that. But it was funny because at the end of the conversation, the guy's like, okay, so what if you had to eat the human body, like if you were to, then what are the best parts to eat, right? And I'm not talking like survival, but what would taste best? That's what the question was, right? So then he was like, well, it's very similar to what we would normally eat with like different animals that we already eat. So like with like beef ribs or like pork ribs, he's saying like there's enough meat around the ribs that, you know, you would probably find enjoyable. You know, the butt, there's a lot of meat there in that sense. Yeah, it's a lot of fat at the same time, but like those also would be another sort of part that you would want to go for first because there's a lot of meat in that sort of section. So it was funny to hear him say that because I'm sure he's thought about it. And I'm sure that everybody thinks about it in a sort of sense, but for you to finally go through that has got to be horrifying for sure. I don't know. What would you do?
I don't know if I could eat another human being
raw.
Yeah, that's true. Because it's raw.
Raw. I know for
and not the good raw. Not the great raw that we all love.
I'm just praying that you're talking about the special by Eddie Murphy, but you know what? Let's move on. Let's just move on. I'm just saying, I don't know if I could survive long on those. On those hills, I'm gonna starve. I will refuse, or if there's an animal, I'll hunt the ish out of that thing, eat it raw.
That's what you have to do, man. But yeah,
I'll eat it right then and there. I ain't gonna cook nothing.
Snow bunnies?
No, because you want to know why? Because I wanna, you know, take a. That's my territory now. I want to put a sign. I'll take a bite out of it. And I'll throw it on the ground of the forest. And then I would scream, no! Whatever they scream or whatever the animal is. Wow. And let them know, I eat things like you for breakfast.
Unbelievable.
I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast. This is my territory now. If y'all want some, come get some.
Damn.
That's how I go. That's how I roll, baby. That's how I goddamn roll.
So would you recommend the Netflix special?
I would. It's a great movie. It's pretty long, I'm not gonna lie, but it's a solid watch. Intense. It gets intense at times, so you feel really bad.
Go check it out. Netflix.
Society of the Snow. Society of the Snow. You know what closed down for good this week officially? Bad Boy Furniture.
I heard about that actually.
Nobody.
That's gonna be so iconic.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I'm sure that. You know when they talk about, like, there's, like, those YouTube videos about, like, 90s commercials?
Yeah,
or like
I was actually watching those videos this week.
There's going to be, like, a whole nostalgic part. It's actually kind of sad that they're going.
It is, because, those commercials were on TV all the time.
Yeah, they were huge.
All the time.
Huge.
You could not avoid a Bad Boy commercial. They were on CP24. Even during breaks on YTV, there would be a play. Mm-hmm. Teletoon. Dude, they would play every single time. There was a staple in Toronto. I used to live, the store used to be right down the, not down the street, but like a few minutes away from me. And now I pass it, it's not there anymore. There's nothing there. It's like, it sucks. Bad Boy Furniture, dude, it was so big at one point. They actually partnered with the WWF whenever they came to town. And the wrestlers would do commercials for them.
Crazy.
It's like, damn. Huh. I'm telling you, bro. Nobody. Yeah. Furniture.
Real
Nobody.
Unfortunate, man.
Everyone knows
real, that, real man. Unfortunate.
When he screamed that in Toronto, they'll know exactly what that is. Bad Boy Furniture, man. But yeah, RIP to a staple in Toronto. It sucks. Bankruptcy is no joke. Mel Lastman used to work for them. Is that right?
The mayor? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
The crazy thing about them is that when we first heard that they... you know, went for bankruptcy, they were still taking orders on furniture, I remember. Mm. So, like, it was a big thing on Reddit. It was a couple of months ago how, like, their bankruptcy and insolvency sort of news came out and that they were filing for bankruptcy at the time. And usually it takes you a couple of months for you to kind of go through the whole process.
Right.
People on Reddit were saying that you can still go to Bad Boy into any location and still order furniture. And I'm not talking about, like, picking up furniture like as clearance like on the floor this and that. It was like, no, you can still order a custom-made fucking custom-made like couch or a custom-made like chair or something like that. And they were like, what if that chair doesn't get made before they close? So it's like, how are they people still taking people's money?
They get their money back.
So real unfortunate. It was a classic, man. Like, sad story.
Everything's closing down, and they're gonna close down Jane and Finch Mall too, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, man, I was just there last week. Not last week. Was it last week?
I was there a few weeks ago as well.
I was getting a haircut there for $45. God, listen.
What?
Can you believe that? When they told me the price after, I nearly, I was like, sorry. You know what? Pick up the damn hair and put it back on my head because I'm not paying that.
Better glue this shit.
Yeah, glue that shit. Super glue it. I don't care. I'm not paying that.
Wow, that's crazy.
And I'm like, you know what? As soon as I heard that, close this shit down. I don't care.
There's actually a place down the street on College that only does 35. So for 45.
My dad was telling me there's a place near us that does 16.
45 in Jane and Finch. That's wild.
It's mental.
I get it. They got to make a living.
Sure.
But no.
Come on.
You can't be doing that.
Come on.
No, you can't be doing
that. I was like, because the one time, I only went there because it was on a Sunday and no one else was open. And I usually go to my guy, but he doesn't open on Sunday. So I'm like, you know what? Let me pay a visit to Jane and Finch. They do good haircuts there. Huh. And then I went to the front and he's like, that'll be 45. I'm like,
wow. That's wild.
What?
Tripping.
Oh my God. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. Insane in the Brit. No, you know what? Shut that place down because it's bad. It's down bad. Put a condo there. I don't care. And put shit boxes for rooms. Excuse my friend. Shit boxes for rooms over there because they need 45 for a haircut. I can't with this goddamn inflation and whatnot. It's insane.
Wild.
Ah.
Absolutely wild.
Okay. I got a story for you.
I would love to hear it.
So picture yourself. You're on a date with a female.
On a date with a woman. Got it. Or a man.
Going well. Yeah. Whatever your role,
whatever you roll.
Yeah. But this specific story is a female.
Okay.
Everything's going well. The date's nice.
All right.
Going good.
Like how good? Like on a scale from like 1 to 10.
Dude, best date you've ever been on in your life.
Best
you're
date.
Like, I can see the rest of myself. I can see myself living the rest of my life with this woman.
I only ever had like one date like that.
I'm telling you, it was that good.
Damn.
All right.
That's wild.
And then the night ends and the date ends. She goes, do you want to come back to my place?
Ooh.
That's a good sign.
That's a great sign.
That's the
best sign that anybody could have.
Men, that's good.
Yeah.
All right. You pay the tab. You go on home. You say, hey, I got some weed on me if you want to smoke it. And she's like, you know what? I haven't done weed in a while, but you know what? Yeah, I'll smoke it with you. Wow. So she does the weed. I do the weed with her. Things are going well. And then something starts to develop in her. She's getting really weird. Hey, is everything going okay? Everything going all right? Everything sweetheart, are you good? I'm fine. I'm just my head's feeling weird. All right, I'm gonna leave you alone for a little bit. So you leave her alone. You sit down, you know, maybe watch some TV.
Do your own thing for a bit.
Do your own thing because she needs her space. Yep. She's going through something. Then she comes back to you. Hey, hope everything's all right. And then she stabs you 100 times.
Okay. I know what you're talking about now.
100 times. And not just you. She stabs the dog as well.
What? Sorry. That's messed up.
100 times.
That's real messed up.
All right.
Wow.
She obviously gets arrested for murder, manslaughter. All right. She goes to court, the trial, and now it's time for the verdict. Clear cut, she's high, and their defense is they blame the weed.
Modern day.
Yeah.
This is not so, 80 years ago.
No, this is literally a few years, 2018 this happened.
Wow.
So the judge rules she was not in control of herself.
That the weed
took over her. So I rule that she gets 2 years probation and 100 hours of community
service.
And
this actually happened.
This really happened.
Where was this?
California.
California.
You see, if this was Florida, I'd leave the story alone. It's Florida.
Yeah, it's bound to happen over there.
California.
Yeah.
No. Come on.
You can't go anywhere now. Can't smoke with anybody.
Now, folks, I've done my fair share of marijuana. I just had gummies.
We had our gummy episode yesterday.
Gummies. All right? Marijuana makes me mellow out.
Makes majority of people mellow out.
I mean, 98. percent of people that take marijuana mellow out.
Yeah.
All right. From my experience, not once did I ever want to or ever get into a murderous rage by wanting to kill someone while high on marijuana. That's just me.
FYI.
And the colleagues that I've spoken to that have done marijuana.
No sense.
No. To blame what she did on marijuana is insane. But it's even worse when she got away with it. The judge rules that the marijuana was to blame. It put her into a psychotic episode.
Crazy.
Folks, marijuana don't do that to you. No, there's no way. There's no way. Tell me, folks. I've never... can you imagine doing the weed just like, oh, some good shit, bro. Why do I get the feeling I need to stab somebody right now? Makes no sense.
No sense.
None whatsoever.
No.
She got away with murder, folks.
Crazy.
She got away with murder. So obviously I'm going to give that judge some people's kids. I'm going to give her some people's kids because that's insane. What? Where is the logic anymore?
There needs to be more of an investigation on that.
100%.
Crazy.
Like, get a scientist to be like, "Hey, no, this bitch is crazy. We don't do that to people."
I was expecting you to say like she falls asleep.
No.
On a date. No. And you're like, "Oh, what do I do? Do I leave?"
No.
And you leave.
No. This ended with a bang, folks.
Crazy.
This ended with a loud, massive bang, and I don't know what to say. I don't even know what to say anymore. I'm speechless. When I heard the verdict and what her punishment was, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah,
that is like anyone with common sense. Any person with common sense would be like, "We did not do this to you.
Yeah.
You have this problem.
You have wanted to kill somebody,
this person, for
and
quite
a dog.
Some time." And you just blame weed for it.
Yeah. No sense.
None whatsoever. We don't do that to people. Hell, I don't even think cocaine does that to people. That is something that's wrong with your mind. And you know it. So, lady, if you're out there, and I know you are out there because you got away with it with you and your damn
free
community service probation.
100 hours free.
Shame on you. You know you deserve much worse. You murdered someone, and now you think you can live the rest of your life? No, you're going to live with that guilt for the rest of your life.
Just crazy, man.
It's nuts. What is the world coming to? What is this? Machetes at school, and now murdering people, blaming it on weed? I'm going to skip through a few red lights on my way home today. So help me God, I'm going to blame weed. And if a cop gives me a ticket still, we're going to have a problem. Ah!
It's Gen Z, man.
People's kids.
Gen Z, man.
I can't. But you know what? The Royal Rumble's this weekend. I have a few things lined up this weekend. And I'm trying to ignore all this stuff. Yeah. Work is giving me too much trouble. And I need a break. I need to past all this nonsense that's going on in the world. I need some me time. I need to turn up a bit. All right. Starting off with this red wine on a Thursday evening. Okay. And then we're going to go into Friday and ish is going to get real. I'm also doing this intermittent fasting thing. Get hungry a lot. All right. I get hungry a lot now. But you know what? Especially when I'm hungry, I don't need to hear this stupid nonsense. All right. This is not good for my brain. My brain is thinking hunger, but at the same time, my brain is thinking to roast you idiot. Oh my God! Why can't these people let me relax?
It's no relaxing nowadays.
Ah! You know what? It's the blank with Carlos and Ryan. We don't end in angry terms. We end in good terms. Because that's what this show is about. There's a puzzle in the world, and we're finna solve it. One day at a time.
needs to be solved.
Someone needs to solve it. And that's what we're here to do. And you know how we solve that? We give them some people's kids.
So they know.
And so they know.
The world needs to know.
The world has got to know. Right? The year's only beginning. It's only beginning. So we have no idea what's in store. So it can only get more uphill from here.
Honestly.
Yeah. All right? Sky's the limit, baby. That's it for the blank. Anyway, thank you for joining us this week. Great episode. We talked a lot. And we told off some idiots. But you know what? This is the blank. This is what we do. Thank y'all. I'm going to sip this red wine for the rest of the evening. And then I'm going to sleep after. And I want to say for the record, folks, while I'm drinking this rind. I'm not drinking rind. I'm drinking wine. I have no intent to murder anyone. There is no thoughts of murder going on in my head right now. For the record, I just want to say, for a scientific standpoint, so if you guys are doing your research, please. Anyway, I'm Carlos.
I'm Ryan.
And this is The Blank with Carlos and Ryan. And as always, folks, don't forget to fill it in.
Fill it in, folks. Peace, everybody.